From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The director of the federal agency that had its computers breached, exposing the personal information of millions of federal workers, has resigned. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Catherine Archuleta had been under fire from Republicans and Democrats.
In a statement, Archuleta said she believes it's best for her to step aside and allow new leadership to step in. She said leading the Office of Personnel Management has been the highlight of her career. Archuleta had come under heavy criticism for the data breaches at OPM, the latest revelation that some 21.5 million federal workers and family members who underwent background checks had their data stolen from agency computers was the final straw. The White House has named Beth Cobert as acting director. Cobert is deputy director of the White House Office of Management and Budget and has overseen efforts to improve management of federal IT spending. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers have signed off on a bill that would boost funding for biomedical research and get some drugs and medical devices to market faster. NPR's Juana Summers reports the bill passed despite objections from some consumer and medical groups who say it could jeopardize patient safety by lowering scientific standards.
One persistent bone of contention was funding. The bill would increase spending for the National Institutes of Health by more than $8 billion over the next 5 years and for the FDA by hundreds of millions. Conservatives in the Republican-led House thought it was inappropriate for the NIH and FDA to get additional research funding automatically. They tried to attach an amendment under which that research money wouldn't be a sure thing, but it was defeated. This is far from the last word on the biomedical research bill. The Senate has yet to write its version, and the Obama administration has not fully embraced the House bill. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama has set aside millions of acres in California, Texas, and Nevada that are home to prehistoric cave paintings, mammoth bones, and some popular outdoor destinations. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Obama said he's following in the footsteps of one of his predecessors in setting aside the sites.
Teddy Roosevelt, it's been said, had America's best idea when he talked about preserving our incredible natural heritage. And for me to be able to add to that heritage is greatly appreciated.
In Nevada, the president announced a monument at Basin and Range. He also designated 300,000 acres in Northern California's Berryessa Snow Mountains and placed Waco Mammoth, a relatively small site in Texas, on the list of national monuments. Three sites bring to 19 the total number of national monuments Obama's created or extended since taking office. Inventories on warehouse shelves and backlots took a bump up in May. According to the Commerce Department, wholesale inventories rose 0.8%. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 211 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. FBI Director James Comey says the suspected gunman in the massacre at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, should not have been allowed to purchase the weapon he allegedly used. Comey attributing the ability of Dylan Roof to buy a gun weeks before the shooting to incomplete and inaccurate paperwork. He says an FBI examiner who looked into Roof's background when he tried to purchase the gun never saw an arrest record in which police say he admitted to possessing drugs. The arresting agency was listed erroneously in those records. A cluster of five new Ebola cases in Liberia is undermining conventional thinking about that disease. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the disease reemerged from an unexpected place.
When Liberia was declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization 2 months ago, the country remained on high alert for cases imported from neighboring Sierra Leone or Guinea. But the WHO now says the current virus in Liberia is genetically similar to strains that were circulating inside the country 6 months ago. That means it probably didn't come from Guinea or Sierra Leone. Researchers are still investigating this new flare-up, but one of the leading theories is that the five new cases stem from sexual contact with an Ebola survivor. Ebola had already been shown to survive in semen for weeks after it's no longer detectable in a person's blood. This new outbreak may show that the virus persists even longer. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
The Obama administration again trying to deal with the issue of religious objections on the part of some employers to birth control coverage for female workers. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled some private companies can avoid the requirement on religious grounds, and the administration today issued new guidelines. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.